final stages of making her documentary about the Stockton record shop sound it out, but needs to raise, it's about £1,000, I think, in the next 3 days.
Right.
Start post-production on the film. It's a pleasure to say that Jeannie joins us on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How's life? You all right?
Yeah, it's not so bad. How are you?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, yeah, yeah. Give us a window into your world, Jeannie. What have you been working on today? Have you been doing film stuff?
I've been doing a bit of film stuff, a bit of editing. I've been looking at the material that I shot in the shop over the last few weeks, really. And I'd shot Saint Xavier, who's an amazing singer.
Yes.
She did it's crazy, kind of 1 week, 4,500 people at Brixton Academy. Next week, 25 people found it out recording. So I've just been looking at the footage and it's looking really, really lovely, actually.
She's great, isn't she? She did stuff with Groove Armada, I think, didn't she, earlier this year?
And, yeah. She's got a powerful set of lungs on her.
I played she had a single out called Woman Scorned that we played on the programme quite a bit when that was coming out. So yeah, no, that's fantastic. So tell us how the film came about then. Were you like a regular customer at Sound It Out? Are you aware of the shop before you started working on this, obviously?
I grew up in Eagle Cliff.
Yeah.
And my big record shop when I was growing up was Alan Fernley's, I have to admit, which sadly Alan retired about 5 years ago, didn't he?
So, yeah.
But I went to school with Tom Butchart, who runs the shop. And so whenever I come home, so I live in Nottingham now, I used to go in the shop all the time, and I was going in a lot, and I kept joking with Tom, I'm going to make a film about your shop. And then I just thought, you know what, I am going to make that film, I'm just going to get on and do it. So about 18 months ago, I just started filming.
Right.
Just to see what happens, really, and see how it would turn out.
This was obviously, you do have a background as a filmmaker.
Oh, yeah,
you made a film called Goth Cruise that I've seen, and it's very funny and very entertaining indeed. That's all right. But you've gone the kind of DIY route with this one, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I've got two feature documentaries in development, and it can take 2-3 years to raise the full budget to make a big, ambitious film. And I thought, you know what, I'm a filmmaker, I need to get on and make a film.
Mm.
This is something I can stay with my mum and dad, I can combine a visit with actually doing some filming, and I'd usually work with a full crew, but with this I've been shooting it mainly on my own, some of it with my husband, who's my director of photography, so he does some camera work for me, but it's quite liberating just to, you know, drive up the M1 and... unpack the camera and have a go and just see who comes in the shop, because it's the perfect opportunity to make a film about the Northeast, really. It's like a little window, you know, and when people talk about music, they talk about their life and their loves and everything, really.
So what kind of footage have you got so far then? Is it, I mean, people coming in the shop to buy stuff and to rummage through Tom's strange collection of records in there, is it? So you've got some live stuff as well from like bands that have played there?
Yeah, live stuff with St. Xavier and a band called Russell and the Wolves played on Record Store Day last year.
Friends of the show.
They are indeed our fine band.
Lovely guys.
Yes.
But what I've mainly concentrated on is just trying to capture what the shop feels like. So a lot of observational filming, and regular customers will have noticed who's this strange woman with a camera strapped on, a camera brace, for the last few months. And then what I did was I kind of thought about 5 regular customers, and I went back to their houses to find what happens to their purchase when they go home. So I've got my kind of... went back to Shane Healy's house, and he's a massive Status Quo fan, and which is quite interesting, finding out about all his signed stuff. He's got loads of picture discs signed memorabilia.
Right.
And there's 2 lads really into Makina. Now, I didn't know anything about Makina.
No, what's that? Not
going in the shop. Do you know about Makina?
No idea.
Well, it's a branch of dance music that's particular to the Northeast and Valencia. It's kind of
I think
like...
they're twinned, aren't they?
It's a cultural link between Stockton and Valencia.
Well,
fantastic.
It's very curious. But I went back to DJ Frankie's house and MC Lethal, and they just did some...
Not his real name.
Yeah. And did some MCing, but he's really amazing. He's described as the Gareth Gates of MCing.
All right.
He's got a stutter, but when he starts MCing, it's magic.
Fantastic. So I presume you've got him in full action in the film then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
full on. It's really impressive. I mean, I have to admit, it's not the kind of...